When you are with a narcissist, you have to be constantly hypervigilant and walk on eggshells because you do not know what will trigger them and how intensively or aggressively they will react. You learn to filter everything you say or do around them because of this unpredictability. They act on a whim and can be set off by a slight remark. But what makes them so reactive? Why are they this way? Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In this episode, we will learn 5 reasons why narcissists are so reactive. Before we get started, please make sure that you're subscribed to the channel by pressing the subscribe button and push that bell icon to stay updated. Also, stay until the end because the 5th one is going to be the most interesting. Let's get started. Number 1. They have a lot to hide. Narcissists hide their true intentions of not wanting a bilateral give and take relationship, but a relationship where only you give and they take. They don't want you to express your needs, question their motives, behaviors, or actions. They want you to keep giving with no questions asked, with no needs expressed. The moment you ask a question or raise a concern about something, it irks and irritates them. They don't think they have to be answerable to anyone, especially you in this context. So they react aggressively, quite often to shut you down. They train you to suppress yourself and accommodate through instilling the fear of how they are going to react. No matter how nicely you put what you want to bring forth, no matter how nicely you express yourself, no matter how you shape the environment and make it pleasant for them to be less reactive, they will still react and disappoint you. Why? Because they can't let the truth come out, which is that they are abusing and using you. They don't want their true self to be known, so they wear and hide behind different masks of normalcy and even altruism if that suits their agenda. They mix their reactivity with occasional breadcrumbing to retain you and give you a false hope. Number 2. They have difficulty regulating their emotions. Narcissists learn to separate themselves from their emotions at a very young age, making it very difficult for them to regulate their emotions. They keep suppressing their emotions so much so that they rot in the basement of their psyche until a small thing happens and they are aware of their rotten self again. The sole purpose behind the creation of this false self is to keep them away from their unprocessed shame and insecurities. But it doesn't always work as per the design. A small trigger, a small reminder, and voila, you got an ugly shit show going on that doesn't end well, especially for you in this context. What is crazy about this is that they never see the pattern of triggering. They never see how it is them and their trauma creating the disruption they blame you for. They build a wall around so that no one can hurt them, but the irony is they end up hurting everyone else. Their underdevelopment and emotional immaturity make them emotionally unintelligent. The only thing they know is how to react and terrorize people through aggression, because anger is the easiest emotion to project and the easiest and the fastest way to control the environment. Number 3, they constantly try to prove themselves. Contrary to what narcissists pretend to be, they constantly need to prove themselves through getting other people's attention, winning their admiration, adulation, and acceptance. They can't stand being ignored because it triggers a life-threatening shame that could completely shatter the illusion of being seen as this special, better than everyone else, perfect being that needs no one. The moment you ignore them or do not act the way they want you to, you are attacked for making them feel less important, and your non-compliance is seen as a form of disloyalty and disrespect. They become extremely aggressive and do not stop until they teach you a lesson for not being the perfect supply they wanted you to be. The reality is that a narcissist will never accept that they live through others, that they are dependent on others more than a codependent is, which is why I prefer to call narcissists as mutated codependents. They depend more on your approval than you on theirs. But they want you to think otherwise. Number 4, they feel pressured to appear perfect. and this pressure comes from within. Deep down, narcissists feel chronic shame and inadequacy because of no real sense of self, which is why they always require constant validation from people to keep those feelings at bay. To hide the shame and inadequacy, they maintain their delusions of grandeur and appear to be flawless. They try to be perfect by being extremely controlling, but the reality doesn't work that way. Nothing is perfect, neither can it be. We and the things we do are imperfectly perfect, and that is okay. The narcissist can't accept that though. They get crazy by the fact that something or someone can't be as perfect as they want it to be. They can't accept the fact that they can't make it perfect. Therefore, they set standards for themselves and you, which both of you eventually fail to achieve, and that is their narcissistic injury. They push or punish you to keep trying more. The more is never enough. They are the unaware slaves of their own doings, but delusionally believe others are responsible for everything that happens in their life. Number 5, the most interesting one. They can't handle criticism. Narcissists cannot handle any form of real or perceived criticism. It is their kryptonite. It brings up all the suppressed shame to the surface, and they feel they are losing control. As a reaction to their internal shame response, they try to control the external environment of which you are the biggest part, and they do so through animalistic and uncontrolled aggression. Upon perceiving the criticism, they become the monstrous self they try their level best to hide and keep away from other people's eyes. They rage and destroy everything and anything they can if the impulsivity also kicks in. My father is an example of this, a huge time. Anytime he would feel he was being criticized, when he was not, he would break things, hit us, and then we would have to beg on his feet to stop, but he still would not give up. He would not give a damn. No empathy and no remorse, clearly. In a nutshell, when a narcissist feels that they have been criticized or they receive negative feedback, they react, and their reaction is quite ugly. That is it for today. I hope you found this episode insightful, and if you did, please make sure to drop a like, drop a comment, share this video, and subscribe as well. I'll talk with you in the next one. Till then, let the healing begin.